guilty conscience shit. You think somebody
talking about you, right? Passing by, laughing at you.
I recorded.
I'm listening to my podcast.
Yo, so this is episode 41.
Damn.
Congrats, guys. 41.
Nah, ain't no congrats until we hit 50.
Facts. Right? Then we're going to do the highlights. It's Jay, Tiggs, and Nine here, the original cast.
You know.
Yo, a lot of shit happened this week, so it was corny, but I'm going to start it off like this. Oh, let's do it.
Right about now, NWA court is in full effect. Judge Dre residing. In the case of NWA versus the police department, prosecuting attorneys are MC Ren, Ice Cube, and Easy motherfucking E. Order. Ice Cube, take the motherfucking stand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help your black ass?
Goddamn right.
Won't you tell everybody what the fuck you gotta say? Fuck the police, coming straight from the underground. A young nigga got it bad, cause I'm brown. And not the other color, so police think they have the authority to kill a minority. Fuck that shit, cause I ain't the one for a punk motherfucker with a badge and a gun to be.
Alright, that's enough. Y'all know what it is. You know the vibes.
We're not trying to have the podcast taken off of.
Well, we don't own the rights to that music.
We don't own the rights to that.
But you get the vibes. Oh, I mean. Let me turn the blue.
More fucking vibes. Fuck the fucking popo.
I don't even know how that probably sounded, but let's hope it sounded good.
Well, real quick before we get into this, shout out to that other podcast,
the People Talking Podcast. Shout out to them, facts.
Shout out to the People Talking Podcast. We still won that battle.
Oh, we're gonna review that.
Fab over game all day, every day.
Yo,
I'm sorry.
So we was discussing this last time. Not talking about it because, you know, I wasn't here for that shit.
Yeah.
I saw the results off of the image he sent y'all, right? Off of his post.
It was mixed because
we got different results from us. We didn't post it right?
We got different results from us.
If
he got different results
our
from
niggas
him.
Would have been like, yo,
no,
Fab 1.
On our page, niggas did say Fab 1.
But while we were on the live, there was nothing but snowflake emojis.
That's my point.
There, so.
Even his people on the live were dropping nothing but snowflake emojis.
Big facts.
So y'all know what
Big
it
facts.
Is.
That's what I'm saying. And that's and shout
Big
out to them.
Facts.
Shout out to them niggas in the chat for giving me the idea to put a frost fucking flake emoji in our shit and make that our shit. I never put that together and I'm dumb. So shout out to you guys.
But I mentioned this.
I know.
Like off
I'm
the rip.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I never
you
realized how.
Just the frost chuck. You know what you did.
But yeah, that was a cool little battle. Hopefully, you know. Hopefully he'll post it up soon, so you guys could check it out.
Yeah, I'm gonna post it up. He sent me the video on Twitch so I could download it. Was
super cool dude was mad cool, man.
Yeah, and shout out to him. His name is Monty. He's been doing his podcast by himself for the past 3 weeks because of the coronavirus.
Yeah, shout out to
and
him. Shout out to his podcast.
Easy.
Shout out to Jersey.
That is not easy to have a podcast by yourself.
Big facts. I mean, it's hard. Nine and Jay just doing this, but you know what I'm saying. We still do it.
Cause we need somebody to make fun of sometimes. Like,
we fucking legends out in this bitch.
Just be fun of
fuck you mean.
I feel like we can come for like the Joe Budden or the Bodega Boy podcast if you wanted to.
We low key kind of.
Nah, but it's like he don't want to
go with it. He's out with it.
I'm not trying to start smoke for real, but I'm saying
I understand what you mean. You mean that in like a comical sense, but it's like
yeah, some friendly shit.
They're the OGs.
I'm not gonna critique them when I watch. I watch they shit.
I
watch.
Don't critique them. I'm a fan.
Shout out to them. Shout out to Joe Rogan's podcast.
Congrats.
Shout out to Chris Jericho's podcast.
Congrats to Joe Rogan on his $100 million deal with Spotify. Podcast is making
facts.
Money out here. Facts.
Shout out to Spotify. We out here. We gonna get up there though. Shout out to everybody overseas listening.
Facts. Yeah, we're starting this episode off with a lot of shout-outs.
You know what I'm saying? To these three New York niggas. Shout out to Brooklyn. Shout out to Brooklyn.
Well, a lot of shit happened that makes it sad. So like it's good that we have good shit to talk about too, like the battle.
That's what I'm saying. I wanna stay positive today.
You wanna just start with the review of the battle? You wanna do that first?
I mean, yeah. We could do that.
Alright, so on Saturday.
Once again, shout out to the People's Pop.
People Talking
Podcast. He had the shirt on. Where? He had the shirt on and all that.
Yo,
the little hashtag and all that shit. Yeah.
That was fire. I'm not going to
Yeah.
He had his shirt, and every time he played a game, like, he would be like,
We gotta play some. We gotta get some Frost Up tees.
Yeah, but we're gonna give y'all a breakdown of the battle and shit like that. This is honestly speaking, this is no bias at all. These two motherfuckers sitting next to me notice I am the most unbiased motherfucker in the world. I tell it how it is, point blank, period. If Fab took the L, I'ma admit it, he took the L. But to me, this was one of the easiest W's in the world.
I feel that
this was an easy W.
I personally love Game, and I say Fab took it.
See, like, that's the thing. I said to him, I'm a Game. Game has been on top 10.
I'm a Game fan, yeah.
But the songs he played were not
It wasn't the ones, bro. It wasn't the ones.
You don't play Red Nation and not play My Life.
My Life would have been better.
My Life.
Yeah. He didn't even play Doctor's Advocate.
Can we go? Yeah. Let's go.
He didn't play Doctor's Advocate.
Let's go track. Right,
so this is the review. You know how it is. We're sneaky, so we were like, you go first, because we want to respond to what you're going to play.
No, he actually took the... We actually gave him, you know, home court advantage because, you know what I'm saying, we were streaming off of his IG live. So, of course, we're going to let him go first.
So, all right. So, he opened it up with It's Okay, One Blood.
One Blood. Yo, blah, blah.
I mean, I know it's pretty long, but I would have been like mega.
Well, nah, we only did 90 seconds each.
Did I not say that? That same day, like, yo, if he played the remix, all right, that would have been something else. He played the regular joint.
The problem is you can't highlight the remix in 90 seconds.
Yeah, facts. Yeah, you can't. That's unless you're chopping, you know what I'm
chopping
saying?
Chopping it up.
Real quick.
Yeah, yeah. So that went up against, we did Brooklyn. Fab, Uncle Murder, Jay-Z. All right. I could see an argument for It's Okay, One Blood. So if I'm going to be nice, I can see an argument.
All I'm going to say about the Brooklyn song is for everybody in New York City, whether you're from Brooklyn
hits.
Or not,
that shit
was an anthem.
And you know every borough had their remix. Every borough had their remix.
That shit was an anthem. There's a difference between a popping song and a street anthem.
You know why I give it to you from Fab 2? Because everybody did make an anthem for that shit. After Brooklyn did it, nigga from Queens.
It was a big pop.
But
everybody made a remix.
My honest opinion, no funny, was the first track was a toss-up.
That's what I said. Like, I could give it to them.
The first track to me was a toss up.
The second track he played after that, Certified Gangsters, I remember that with Jim Jones.
Hold on, I got you right now.
He
played Certified Gangsters because we certified gangsters. All right.
Listen.
We're going for banger for banger. So, Certified Gangsters was a fire song,
but that's what
was funny to me, like nothing against him and none of that, but you from Jersey, you know that song banged for maybe like a month.
In Jersey, yeah, it was not.
So I got stupid with it, and I told these niggas, and we played I'm Ill, Red Cafe, Fabulous, my nigga, that song was an anthem.
It was in movies.
It aged better.
It definitely aged better. It hit harder. Everybody wasn't expecting that to be the second song we played. But we played Fab. Like, we played the hook and then went into Fab's verse. Shout out to Doe for DJing too. That definitely helped us win.
I'm Ill.
That body certified gangsters.
Yeah, that body certified gangsters.
What was next?
So then, of course, you know, third song he played On Me. Now, if you're not a Game fan, you don't know this song.
You don't know if you're not a Game fan. That's off the documentary.
If you're not a Game fan, you're not.
The first one.
And you know what's crazy about that? I told you this also. In my honest opinion, that song has no playback value.
No.
I mean,
it does.
For regular people, no.
It does, but because of Kendrick and Game going back and forth.
Yeah, but not I think it only goes like that for people who really like the Game.
Facts.
Because that for me, that whole album is a playback.
So me and Jay had a little dilemma about this next song that we played. And I'm a deduct that we because I told this motherfucker to take the shit off the fucking shit, but he played it anyways. So we played Say Ah.
The ladies went crazy.
Trey
for
Songz
it.
And Fabulous.
The ladies went crazy for it though.
I at the end of the day, that song was a hit, a certified hit. That song is a certified motherfucking hit.
But that's my point. Are you gonna tell anybody's gonna tell me that more people heard On Me than
Say I banged for an entire summer, my nigga.
Nah,
come on.
Yeah,
that
nigga.
Shit, any club you go into, that shit gets played.
Birthdays, it was a birthday song for like a year.
Nigga, there was a whole a whole line where he's talking about putting the drink together. The nigga started drinking that shit the whole summer. Like, nah, bro, that was a whole hit.
But again, in my honest opinion, that round was a toss up. That depends on the demographic who's listening to it and their preference in music and shit like that to determine who, you know what I'm saying? So who won that shit. So that was song number three. Obviously, song number four, hello. Song number four, we knew he was gonna bust out one of the big guns early, and he did. He threw How We Do. How We Do.
Oh, we were waiting. We was waiting.
So everybody knows that 50-50 he took Game's verse. He took Game's verse and rewrote it. No, hot no. We get there when we fucking get there, goddammit.
He did Hate It and Love It.
He played How We Get There when we get there. He played How We Do. So of course, I'm the motherfucker who wanted to shush it down early, step on next early. So we played Breathe. Breathe! Oh! One and then a two. I'm sorry. How We Do does not hold up against Breathe.
No.
Breathe was an anthem for an entire year, my nigga.
I'll be real with you. Not only that, he told a whole story on Breathe, low key.
And that shit still, bro, that shit, you throw that shit on anywhere you at. You throw that shit on, niggas is rapping along.
You know why else he lost?
Period.
You know
How We Do? That's a to me, that's a toss up round. But the New Yorker in me and I just have to deduce the fact that 50 wrote Game shit.
But you know why else he lost too, though? Not for nothing. He wasn't good at shit talking. I was too much for him. We was too much for him.
Nah, yeah, we was coming at him.
We was too much. We was shit talking crazy.
He was chill. He was sipping his. Right? Nah, he was cool though. He was sipping his wine, chilling and shit. For somebody who was dolo doing it, he was chilling. So to me, all right, we're gonna get back to it because I don't want to dwell on this for too long. So that again, that's a toss up. Some people might like How We Do better. Some people might like Breathe better. To me, Breathe was the longer lasting song out of those two songs. So the next song he played was You Wouldn't Get Far with Kanye. In my humble, honest opinion, that song is legendary because of Kanye.
That song is legendary because of the name drop.
You remove Kanye from that song, I guarantee, yo, you remove Kanye from that song, I would ask any real hip-hop fan, any real Game fan to recite me a verse from that song from Game. You can't do it. You can't do it. So I had to hit him with the fucking TB. Throwback. Baby Don't Go, baby. My nigga, Baby Don't Go, anywhere you play that shit still bangs, my nigga. I tried to play cool, acting like what you do don't faze me. My nigga, I'm sorry, Fab. That's another fucking banger, nigga. Banger. Banger. So I think we took that round easily. That was an easy W for that round. So the next song he played was Red Nation. Go ahead, because I know you had shit to say about
this
that.
This is where it went downhill. So to me, Red Nation as a Game fan, I like it. As a, if you're going to talk about a battle, and you're not going to play My Life, but you're going to play Red Nation, you're trying to lose.
Yeah, you lost.
You're trying to lose. There's no way in the world you're going to tell me My Life didn't get more plays than Red Nation. But I respond, I hit DM them after. I'm like, why didn't you play My Life? I thought about it. I'm like, he left off Camera Phone, left off My Life, Doctor's Advocate. So then he was like, nah, Red Nation went harder. And I was like,
to who though?
To who though?
So, you know, we came with the counter. We hit him with the Lumi D remix.
Yo, bro, in the comments.
That song alone, it's an anthem itself.
In the comments.
The whole comment section turned up. And they knew what it was. Frost Talk took that.
It was paragraphs of snowflakes. It was paragraphs.
So the next song he played was Game's Pain remix. Bro, if you're not a Game fan, you don't know this song. If you're not a Game fan, you don't know this song.
Insert My Life there, at least.
That would have been a good comeback.
So, you know, we hit him with another anthem. We hit him with the Throw It in the Bag remix.
Not even the regular remix.
We hit him with the Throw It in the Bag remix.
Even he was dancing to it. He was like, oh, I forgot about this one.
To me, that was a W for us. That was I'm easy sorry. W. And bro, I'm saying this with absolute zero bias. Like, but when you actually come down to track versus track, not even breaking, we're talking about impact of the track, et cetera, et cetera. Come on, man. Come on now. Then he played Then he played all that. He played all that. Again, a song you don't know unless you're a crazy game fan.
All that and Celebration are songs that you would know if you ever went to a Foot Locker because they play that only in Foot Lockers or in malls. But other than that, wasn't that played of a song.
So then our rebuttal to that was, you know what I'm saying? All of a sudden, Thunder, it might have been Hood and Mello. You saw if it was put in Jello. Stop playing. We hit him with the F versus J intro.
I ain't going to front for an intro. That shit got mad.
Bro,
radio play.
We have...
Because, nigga, he went off.
I just laugh at you niggas, man. Then come after you niggas. It's Freddy. Stop playing. Stop playing. It's Loso in case you ain't know so, motherfucker. I'm just saying that was another easy W. Because, again, if you don't know game shit like that, you don't know that song that he played.
Nine.
I went then, but lyrically, though, I'll give it to a Fab 100.
But you know what is crazy, too? Nine. What we did in this battle, we showcased Fab's talents from doing street records to girl records to Billboard.
Range. Range. Not only was it range, these were hits.
Yeah.
These were hits.
And nothing was off the last
The
album
next
either.
Song he played was Ali Bame. That's a great song.
It's a great song.
That's a great game song.
I got so much shit. I would have paid before that, though.
Ali
yes.
Bame.
I would have said I would have saved that to the end. That's the song I'm going to whip out at the end. But once again, that's if you're not a game fan, you don't know that song.
Nigga, Magna Carta. What was it? I think it was called
Magna. So we
Magna,
hit him.
Magna Anderson, something like that. Is the first album, the first documentary two, I think it's the first track.
I got what you're talking about. Anderson Pac
on it. That shit should have played.
So our rebuttal to that song, to Ali Bame, we hit him with Go Yard Back. Got the drop top running for the summer yet. Go Yard Back.
So
got the drop top coming and I got guap coming and we eating garlic noodle and they not top ramen. Nigga, come on.
That's another one I could toss up because Go Yard Back played for so much. Like
yes. But again, as a fan of music, for me,
it's a good toss up.
If you know both of the songs, that's a toss up. That I'm not giving nobody that round. That's a toss up. That's one of those bar for bar. That's toss up shit. But Fab went in on that shit.
Yeah, facts.
He said you drive that bar like
a
go-kart.
A lot of what I'm realizing too, though, is a lot of these game shits that are toss ups have features, and a lot of the Fab shits that before that we had the toss ups were just Fab.
I don't like doing that sometimes because I feel sometimes features help.
So all right, next song he played was Crack Music. Fire song.
I fuck with it.
Fire Kanye song.
Fire, yes.
I
fire,
with
fire
me,
song.
But I would have not played that, bro.
That's not a game.
So many better songs.
I hate it when he played this song because it's not a game All right. song. It's not
the song. The song that we played. The song that we played in our rebuttal was not part of my list. I had a different song, and you know Jay felt the need to change the fucking list, so. To me, this round was a toss-up, but I understand the aspect of the song. This song was an anthem, again, for an entire year. We played You Be Killing Them.
You Be Killing Them. Right.
You Be
Killing Them. I felt like that wasn't even... That was a straight win for us. I felt like that was not... There was no way you could compare. Because if we're going to a game versus Fab battle, and you're coming with Crack Music where he has two lines on it, you can't tell me that...
I felt like not for nothing. Yeah, that song should have never been played because there's not enough game on that song to it be dictated that, bro, he didn't. You didn't get a verse from him.
You didn't even get a full hook. You got two lines.
A verse from him.
How far? Am I
the next song he played was "Put You on the Game." Again, another game song you don't know unless you're a game fan.
Yeah.
So, I felt the need to step on a nigga's neck. So we played "Keeping It Gangsta," and I'm sorry that song is.
Look, give me that gangsta.
Stop playing, song, bro. To me, check that off. Easy W. After that, he played another song, which I don't. That is the thing is blocked there, so I can't really see. Hold on,
I got it.
Yeah.
My phone's on. So he didn't play Dreams, and he didn't play
the song. The song that I had there instead of You Be Killing Them was When I Feel Like It. I felt like when I feel like
I feel
it.
You, I feel you.
When I feel like, bro, when I feel like it was crazy.
Which song? Can't Deny It.
So that was the next one?
No. Put You. What you at? Keeping It Gangsta. Put You. Oh. All right. It was Crack Music. You Be Killing Them. Put You on the Game. Keeping It Gangsta. Hate It or Love It versus Trade It All Part 2.
I'm sorry. I love both of these songs. OD. Love both of these songs. OD. But without Trade It All, there is no Hate It or Love It. Without even, that song, even, there is, even and the video, I don't give a fuck. Watch, bro, you could be at any fucking party you want to be, anywhere you at, barbecue, get together, whatever. That song comes on, everybody's singing along to that shit. Stop playing. I felt like we took that. I'm so hated to love it was is amazing.
Somebody
hated
to love somebody it is game's on his best song. Somebody on his side that was rooting for the game in the comments wrote, "I love the remix to this song without Game's verse."
Yes, yes,
that
yes.
was a
that
comment
was said in the comments
by
section.
A game
yes.
fan. Somebody yes. wilding sucking Game's dick in the fucking shit.
Yes.
What other tracks?
All right, we're going. We're going to try to get. All right. So then after that, he played 100. Cool game song. Cool
oh
game
my
song.
God. This nigga
again,
disappointed me. As
I'm
a game fan. He disappointed me.
Again, I'm a even if I stuttered, I will still shit on you, nigga. We play can't. I can't deny it. I'm a fucking rider. You don't wanna fuck with me. Then R.I.P. Nate Dogg. R.I.P. Nate Dogg.
Yo.
R.I.P. Nate Dogg.
See.
Easy W. So far, I got
like fucking 10 over 10.
Bro, I got too many W's to fucking count. That's already. You know what I'm saying? After that, he played Born in the Trap. Bro, Born in the Trap is a song you don't know unless you list unless
wasn't
you a game
EP
fan.
Or some shit?
That was off the documentary too with DJ
it?
Premier.
I remember it on it. I must have fucking
the beat on it was hard though. The beat was
yeah,
fire.
Premier beat.
Stupid
Premier
fire.
Beat.
And then I don't understand how this ended up being played. Jay played it.
It hit.
Our rebuttal was Stim Slick. And it hit. The whole comment section was loving it.
You know why?
Even
know
they
hit.
Was saying they didn't expect it to be in a battle.
You know why?
But
I know it hit. I remember when that song came out, everybody was jacking that line. Now you call them slick. Like, everybody was jacking that. Like, Fab has shit that you quote.
And yeah, all of these songs, there's not any quotable game shit. I'm sorry. I love Game. But, hey, after that, he played Death Penalty.
That wasn't it.
That to me, that was a swing and a fucking miss. We played the because I am the
which was Doe's choice, but even that hit.
Even my nigga, that was again East Coast. Y'all know the deal. That was an anthem for a year.
Monty tried to play us and say that wasn't a hit, and I'm looking at him like Death Penalty wasn't either at all.
I'm sorry, bro, but that the Narcos line, my nigga, that shit, bro. Stop playing. I am from the jungle. Oh, I am from the Iron Jungle, my nigga. Stop playing, bro. Fat body that shit. All right. I took that the plug one that easy. He played It Never Rains. Good song. Really, really good song. Really, really good game song. I like that song a lot. Then we played Ball Drop. This nigga said he hates that song. Ball Drop? Monty, all I gotta say to that is whoa.
Yo, Monty, I guess you don't.
Whoa.
I guess you don't go out on New Year's Eve, buddy.
I just don't know why.
Because even if you don't like the song, you're not gonna tell me it doesn't play more than.
Bro, every New Year's that shit's getting played. I'm sorry. That song is legendary. Point blank. Period. And I threw that on that list because it had French, and Jay knows how I feel about French. Anyways.
And I love French, and it still hit.
He all right. We knew he was going to play Celebration. Celebration is the next song he played. I was waiting for it. I don't care what no Celebration's top five game songs. Point blank, period.
Game, you
top five game songs.
Yeah, weird top five for game.
Top five. No, I'm talking about popular.
Popular.
Is top five game songs. Popular. Not me personally.
So why did he not play Camera Phones with Neo?
Listen. Our rebuttal to that was Uptown Vibes.
Done.
Bro, if you came, you standing in my face and you tell me Celebration bangs more than Uptown Vibes, I will spit on your forehead.
Bro,
I will spit on your forehead. That is the hottest song on that championship fucking tape, bro.
Bro.
Stop playing. Uptown Vibes.
Can we announce real quick? What's up? The Game has an entire fucking album that he did a fucking collab with Nas. How do you not play not one single track from that album?
Bro, I was waiting for him to play Letter to the King.
Me? Documentary One? This Nick Dreams? Don't Worry with Mary J. Black? Nick, what? Documentary 2, Crenshaw 808? My nigga.
And you know the next song he played?
What?
The next
he
song?
He played Martians versus Goblins.
I don't like that.
I expected
like
to play. No, that song is hard. That song
I like
is hard.
Lil Wayne. I
that song
like
is hard.
Wayne.
Listen, I'm gonna just say this right now. The song we played, if you say in your fucking right mind, I'm sorry.
What was it?
This is top five Fabulous banger. You make me better. You make me better. We didn't want to throw some gangster shit to go along with that, but you make me better.
It's a little unfair because this nigga Fab has
like. My nigga, that shit was. Hold on. Make me unfair. Better was everybody's next tell ringtone. My nigga, stop playing.
Let's see where it's unfair. Fab has his rap shit and he got his fucking R&B shit. And that's like his top five R&B shit. Like, this nigga just, he got too much catalog, bro.
That's what, we was displaying Fab's range. But I feel with
like, which is great.
Hits, though. But hits. Like these are game, hits. You can look this up. These are hits. Go Yard Bag is a hit.
There's so much shit he could have dropped.
Look all of this shit up, my nigga. This shit is hits. After that, he played Stomp. That's a Young Buck song. Great song. I love that song.
Yeah, but it's not
that hit. Song only it's hit because song. Of the remix with Luda and T.I., though.
Yes.
I said that to him.
He didn't play Higher, did he?
No.
Oh, my God. Come on.
All right, this is a song that these niggas played that I didn't have on my list whatsoever.
But it hit.
I felt like Motivation should have been played to shut this nigga the fuck up. But he played Ready. Go ahead, speak.
So Ready with Chris Brown is a song people know that song. I was debating between that and She's Wildin' with Chris Brown.
Oh, No. That's the one on the Young OG tape.
Yeah.
Nah, She's Wildin'. Wait, She's Wildin' is better. I'm sorry.
We looked it up and Ready had way more views, so we picked Ready. But Stomp to me was more.
It was that's around I could give him.
I wouldn't even give him that because Stomp was only popping because of Luda and T.I. beefing on each other on the same track. That was the only reason why people listened to Stomp. Nobody remembered Game was on Stomp original like
at all.
You know what kills me about the shit that he's played, bro. Especially for like big Game fans. Even if you never like you're not a big Game fan, but you definitely heard his music. I want to say
that's the thing though. We game fans in here. That's what it is.
He's not highlighting it.
I want to say is like, which each Game album,
I love that cover.
There's like at least a good handful, like 3 to 5 tracks from each album that niggas know that you could have played. That everybody be like, oh yeah, he got this shit. I forgot about this. He got dope ass features too.
And then
y'all forgot he has a song with Neo.
Facts. The last song he played was Dreams. I was waiting on that shit too. That's my personal favorite. Game song.
So
that's my personal favorite game song.
At least he dropped
I was waiting on it, but our rebuttal to that. Oh no, we was actually going first. So he was the one rebuttaling. The reason
we did this is because we were winning by so much. I was like, let me just throw a fuck around in there.
No, we threw the main reason why we threw this on is we had to show niggas that Fab don't only make shit for the women. He don't make shit for the club. Fab got bars.
His fucking rap shit.
So we hit him with the Quiet Storm freestyle. I don't care what nobody says. This is one of the best freestyles ever.
And the clue drop made it so authentic.
Ever.
Ever. Even though originally our outro was gonna be "We Get High and High."
I played it after, but we were winning by so much.
Listen, with the dude who said that we won 15-5, that's how I honestly felt.
Yo, why don't you tell me this nigga dropped the album, bitch?
Who?
Big Ghost.
But yeah,
Big Ghost, nigga. I don't know if he had an album.
That about sums up the battle and shit like that. That was track for track and shit like that. I mean, you listeners, y'all dictate who won, who lost, going by the track list and stuff. Of course, we got our personal opinions and shit like that. He has his opinions, whatever, but as far as I'm concerned, that was an easy dub.
I just feel like it's so much Game should have could have been dropped.
Lo, so in case you ain't know, so.
Yeah, he didn't highlight Game.
Look.
Fab is a legend.
One of the albums that Loki slept on too from the Game, the LAX Game album, sorry. Nigga has Gentleman's Affair with Neo. Fucking.
Camera phone.
Was
his biggest,
Ludacris.
That was his biggest hit on
My
the fucking album.
My Life with Lil Wayne, which we keep saying he dropped that.
He should have played that.
Bulletproof Diaries with Raekwon.
He should have played that.
Nigga, Bulletproof Diaries.
He could have played Bulletproof Diaries over crack music.
I was just about to say that. Yeah, nah, you can't do that. That song is amazing, though. But
all right, let's pay our sponsor. We'll be right back.
Rap got a flex. Shit's on the entire fucking battle at that point.
Nah, because X got some shit for that. I mean, all right, I don't want to talk about the battles the whole podcast because, you know, we got other shit, too. But X and DMM. DMX versus Eminem is not as cut and dry because a lot of people just fuck with DMX more culture wise.
Yes, but demographic wise, Eminem is gonna listen.
But who's in the versus battles?
Listen. Let me explain. Yo. Let me explain. Like how they were saying off of the on the Joe Budden shit.
Yeah,
it's not fair to X demographic wise, because there's too many M shit and too many people back M where they won't let him lose. X got Swizz, bangers, my
Swizz
nigga.
Is throwing the verses. That's X's man's. He's not gonna let X look crazy. I promise you. And then X has songs that are anthems from front to back. Party Up, X gonna give it to you. He had a fucking song that went viral like twice with Cisco. What these bitches want from a nigga?
That's cool.
Then
you could play. You could play.
X gonna give it to you. Like M don't got nothing to respond. I don't give a fuck to Rough Riders anthem.
Rough Riders anthem. He don't got nothing to. I'm playing Till I Collapse.
Nope.
I'm playing Forgot About Dre. Stop. I'm playing. My nigga, stop sleeping on M. Like he don't got the shit where he's spitting.
Stop sleeping on
Bad Meets Evil.
Stop. Bad Meets Evil's not hitting in the battle.
Stop.
It's not.
With him and Royce going back and forth, nigga, you wildin'.
It's not.
Bro, those two going back and forth is.
It's not.
I'm sorry, man. It's just. Don't.
How do you guys feel about DMX?
Like,
how do you guys feel about
Eminem? Wait.
How do you guys feel about DMX doing an interview and being asked about MCs and him saying, Lloyd Banks ain't really an MC?
Yeah, but that's the difference between a rapper and an MC.
Yeah,
MC, you could handle a crowd.
I understand him on that.
An MC is somebody who could perform and handle a fucking crowd.
And then Banks saying, "Oh, so I'm not a good rapper because I didn't do a verse for you that one time."
I think an MC.
Is that like a personal thing going on with them?
That's what Banks' response was. Because the whole Fat Man Scoop asked DMX like about the culture and shit, and he was naming MCs. He was like, you know, like KRS-One, Rakim, like guys who get busy, like Lloyd Banks, and X was like, Banks. And I understand why, because in that sentence, it doesn't sound right. Rakim,
I mean, KRS-One. He's not a performer like them.
No, I wouldn't say Banks is whack.
Nah, Banks is, you, nah.
And I think that's what X was trying to kind of imply.
I don't agree with that at all.
And when Banks responded, that seemed kind of like, all right, this nigga was sensitive about some shit they were supposed to do.
I mean, it kind of, and then it plays into what Remy was saying. She know DMX since forever, so she knows that he's real, like, sensitive about his shit. But I mean, I understand his point. I agree in a sense, but I'm not taking anything away from Banks. Banks is a beast, period.
So Doja Cat, we never talked about her on the podcast.
What are we talking about?
Because all that drama happened, like, you know, when we were not potting. She was caught in some chat rooms.
I was reading on Tumblr and shit like that.
Called Tiny Chat. Doing like racist shit, you know, making racist jokes with white people. They act like a little submissive slut. So anyway.
I don't know, because I was reading some shit too, whatever, from different art, like, out, you know, I guess outlets or whatever. A lot of it was like people saying she was a part of the racist shit, and other people were sitting down in articles saying that she was just part of the chat.
She was part of the chat. She wasn't saying racist shit, but she was kind of like...
She was in the group that they was doing this shit.
Honestly speaking, man...
Tiny Chat is known for that.
I feel like she was trolling.
She explained it. She said she explained it. She said a lot of her shit was trolling to them there. And she said the song that she did that people were like backlashing her against her.
I mean, if you know Doja Cat...
Her perspective into the shit that she gets called and shit like
if
that.
If you know Doja Cat and her little tendencies and shit, my nigga, that stupid-ass Moo song was her trolling. And that shit hit the charts. Are you kidding me?
So how do you guys feel about
a troll person? I got nothing against her.
I felt bad.
She's cool. She's cool creatively.
Ebro kind of came to her side and was like, maybe we shouldn't just cancel her. Maybe we should show her why she should love her black self. And niggas dragged him for that.
Wait, hold on. Didn't the same shit happen to Azalea Banks not too long ago too?
She brought that up. Azalea brought that up before recently.
I want to get Azalea later because she
brought that up. How she doesn't get.
I don't know.
She gets ridiculed worse.
Fuck Azalea Banks, though.
Now, Lana Del Rey.
OJ did it?
Oh, nah. Lana fucked up. She deserves a slap.
I know what she's talking about, but the way she said her shit, bro.
First of all, she tried to compare herself.
Wait. For the listeners, let's recap. What did Lana Del Rey do?
Yeah, what did she do?
She had an Instagram post. Where she basically
twerking or some shit that first, no, right? And she got ripped. Yeah. What it was, she was twerking or some shit. Or something like that.
I didn't know she was twerking, actually.
She was doing some shit. And then within the post, I guess she got ridiculed or whatever for doing it. And I guess being called for black appropriation or whatever, or culture appropriation. And really? She, yeah, and then her comment was like, why is it when women like so-and-so-and-so do this, it's okay, it's not, and the way she does her music and shit like that. She's not the first time she's been in a thing. She's been, like, for the past month, she's been getting hit with her doing shit, like, posting shit and trying to, like, be like, oh, but how come these people don't get, you know, ridiculed for it? That's why everybody's like, if you look at the things, it says that she's under fire again. Like, yeah, people are attacking her again.
So now, what I was talking more about was she had an Instagram post where she was basically saying, is it okay for me to make the type of music I'm summarizing it and not have to be like drop about, not have to sing about being a stripper or slut, well, whatever.
Actually,
and
she said she makes the same type of music, but she gets looked at differently than certain people do.
That's
what she said. I got it ready. She tried to sit there and say that she tries to make similar music, quote unquote, like Beyonce, Nicki Minaj, Cardi B, and Meg Stallion, people like that, right? Quote unquote. It says that she gets ridiculed with it, like being called a slut and a whore, but for them, it's okay.
I didn't get that from that.
That's what that was. What the post said. I saw a whole article that showed exactly what her post was and what she said.
I don't know. I've always fucked with FKA Twigs more, but
yeah, that was what it was. She tried to bring up Twigs in the first, and then she mentioned everybody else's name.
Nah, leave Twigs alone.
Facts. Leave Twigs alone.
Leave Twigs alone.
Oh my god.
We love you, Twigs.
What I took from it was she was trying to make a point of like, can she do what she wants now because all these other artists are doing the shit that they try to make her do. And she just happened to only name black artists like Beyonce, Meg Thee Stallion, Nicki Minaj, Doja Cat, etc. And that's what kind of came off.
But she's naming people that are relevant. You're not gonna throw out names of irrelevant people.
I'm gonna write exactly what she wrote though, and this was like a few days ago. Like
that's too
allegedly, ago. Allegedly.
I need the one before that.
Allegedly.
The one before that.
That's the one I'm talking about. All
right, so the one from before this one, that was with Twigs, right?
Where she named Doja Cat, Nicki Minaj, and all that.
That's the one I was about to read.
That was 2 days ago.
Yeah, 3 days. Is this all the same shit? I think.
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't have named Nicki Minaj. Their music ain't the same at all.
It's not the music. Like, it's the content. It's like talking about like sex and all that.
Yeah, but she's not necessarily.
So look. Now that Doja Cat, Ariana Grande, Camila Camello, Cardi B, Kehlani, Nicki Minaj, and Beyonce have had number ones with songs about being sexy, wearing no clothes, fucking cheating, etc. Can I please go back to singing about being embodied, feeling beautiful by being in love, even if the relationship is not perfect, or dancing for money, or whatever I want, without being crucified or saying that I'm glamorizing abuse. So
I mean, I honestly don't feel any way towards.
So I guess she just said that. I guess she felt like she was getting a criticism from her label or whatever to make more music similar to Doja Cat, Cardi B, Kehlani, Nicki Minaj, Beyonce's. And she didn't want to, and she's trying to say that because they're all out now and they're number ones now, can she go back to making the music that she wants to make without people telling her she needs to do this different type of music? That's what I took from it. I just wouldn't have named only
black people.
But Camila Camello.
She named Ariana Grande and Camila, nigga.
She only could name Ariana Grande. It was the only white person she named.
And Camila Camello.
Isn't Camila
Spanish?
Yeah, it's a nigga.
I mean, Kehlani too.
Kalani's black.
No, she's Native American. She's not Spanish.
Even worse, nigga. She's pure on brown. You know what I mean?
But it's, I don't know. I don't.
And look what she wrote afterwards.
I don't take anything she said offensive or negative at all.
Look what she said, though. When I mentioned women.
I felt like what she said was facts.
When I mentioned women who look like me, I
just think it could have been worded better.
When I mentioned women who look like me, I didn't mean.
For somebody being interviewed, you saying it like that.
When I mentioned women who look like me, I didn't mean white like me. I mean the kind of women who, you know, other people might not believe. The difference is when I get on the pole, people call me a whore. But when FK Twigs gets on pole, it's art. Which, again, she doesn't realize how she's saying it and who she's mentioning. So she's getting ridiculed for this shit, left and right.
Which is, I understand that that's, like, she's being dragged a little bit just for the sake of being dragged.
I'll be real, yeah. Though. My comment to that, though, was that if she does... Twigs does do it like classically. It looks like a fucking performance when she's doing this shit. I haven't seen Anna the Pole. I'm saying like Twigs when she literally is like one of those like performing arts students type shit. So
no, I agree. I agree. I'm not familiar with the criticism she had before.
But the thing about that is people would say the same thing about Rihanna, but again, that's another person who uses her appearance and shit to fucking to.
I guess
to, you know what I'm saying.
I guess she, music. I guess they're saying when she, I guess she's saying when she does it, it's a problem, and when other people do it, it's not.
But she mentions black people, and that's
why
that was her problem. She should have tried to, but
she just named people who was on top. That's it. It. Oh my god! It just so happened that niggas need to stop being so fucking sensitive.
I was gonna say
bro.
That though. Can we think about this in that manner of music and expressional form? Who really is on top? Who else can she name?
Exactly. Point in case.
Are you
exactly.
Like, the
ain't
only
nobody else
I
out there
about
for
was
your
what,
name.
Iggy?
Niggas
want to
just
Iggy?
Be ignorant about it.
I'm always bringing Iggy as that is up in this shit.
You guys,
Iggy is trash.
You got, I guess that's the end of that topic, right?
Yeah, Iggy is trash. That's it. That's all I'm saying. All
right.
Niggas is like, she's having a resurgence. Fuck.
I'm trying to get into the light shit before we get into the real shit, because that's going to be like a half an hour.
Yeah, that's when y'all going to be talking.
So,
I say shit.
So.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Y'all want to know about some low-key radio beef?
Being the fifth part problem.
Some radio beef? What happened?
What's going on?
Or y'all want to know about Sean King, you know, stealing some shit?
Oh, let's break that up.
Sean King, by the way, is the reason we knew about Aubrey Auburn. I say that name so wrong. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
A lot of shit that was going down and shit.
He's the reason that we know about it. He found the video that was 2 months old. Activist Sean King has botched his attempt to recreate his new outlet has pulled in between $60,000 and $625,000 a month. Yet it has failed to deliver on nearly every one of his promises, which included building multiple studios, hiring nearly 50 world-class journalists. This is the New York Post.
How much money he pulled?
Between $60,000 and $625,000 a month.
And what was his promise?
His promise was to hire.
Hold on, who said this? New York Post?
Build most.
The kings of covering shit up and sugarcoating shit?
They're biased too.
But there's more sites reporting on it.
What was he saying too?
It's just they didn't have ads.
Okay, so how do we know? How do we not know that he's currently working on
the?
Like,
he's got money probably.
I don't know his facts.
60,000 for all of that shit, I don't think is enough.
600, but it's not just that, it's a month. So we don't know how many months this money has been raised either.
Okay.
So it's saying a month, not just in 1 month.
Okay.
He failed to deliver on nearly every one of his promises, which including building multiple studios, hiring 50 world-class journalists. And now he's a former columnist that's trying to raise money for a daily video news broadcast. Something else he pledged under his struggling North Star venture he already supposedly raised money for. He was accused of being a liar and a fraud by like D. Ray Davis and some other people because he ran out on some money apparently. How nasty is it to be gaining money off activism, like scamming basically off activism?
Niggas get scammed every day, B.
I mean, off activism, bro.
You're making money off hope.
At that point, you're exploiting your own people.
Sean King don't even know if he's black.
Listen, all I'm gonna say is. I don't follow Sean King on shit.
Don't know he's black.
So I really like.
No,
I really don't give a fuck
literally,
about that man.
Said that.
Literally, if you look up Sean King's history, he said he never knew his dad. His mom was white. His mom told him his dad was a light skinned black dude, and that was it. We don't know if he's black.
Oh, he could have been like Egyptian or some shit. That's still fucking black, nigga. Let's be real.
But the only proof he has is his mom saying that his dad was a light skinned black dude. That's the only proof.
So you're saying he could have had a white dad?
Nigga. He could have had a Puerto Rican dad for all the fuck I know.
We're not calling him black.
I'm just saying. I'm not saying that's not the case. I'm just saying a lot of overcompensating here.
a lot of it.
$60,000 a month?
$600,000 to $225,000 a month. Yo, if he was raising that for like 12 months and he ain't built a studio, that nigga's trash. If he ain't hired one person, that nigga's a scumbag. I'm sorry.
I don't follow him on no social media, none of that.
I don't follow him, and I'm not definitely not following him. But I never liked the idea of one person speaking on behalf of an entire race. Anyway,
kudos for him like posting the videos and shit because I constantly see him getting reposted and shit like that.
Yeah, facts.
That's how I find out about shit.
But besides that, I don't know.
So
jack
now,
shit about that nigga.
Radio beef?
What's going on?
We in New York, so I got to talk about Hot 97 Power 105.1. Joe Biden did a little crazy interview last week with Charlamagne, where at the end of it he says, "Come on, man, if you need me to tell you why to vote for me over Trump, then you're not really black." That was a highlight clip of that interview with Charlamagne, Joe Biden, 18 minutes. Then you got Rosenberg going right hopping on IG Live right after, basically saying, "Yo, it's not about the fact that he's on a different radio station. It's just the fact that he didn't have to make Joe Biden look bad. Now this is just going to empower the Republicans to use it against him." Charlamagne, you know, he's kind of only after himself. He's for Charlamagne. He's not for the bigger cause.
I agree. Yeah.
So that was Rosenberg's thing.
I fucks with Rosenberg.
And nobody else is paying attention to it. No one else paid attention to it because I only had 120 people in the live. But I was in that live. I heard him. And it sounded a little bit haterish, but it also sounded like it's something that should be said, but not from him.
Not from Rosenberg. I think somebody should have said it.
Somebody brown.
It's just, to me, it's just, I know Rosenberg been around for way too fucking long.
Facts. I respect him. I respect the shit out of him.
And the nigga speaks facts, so. It's like, I don't know. I personally can't take it.
I don't take no offense to it.
Any type of way for him saying that.
I just want to see what happens. Because Breakfast Club been on like a hiatus since like Monday. And that interview was Friday. So when they get back to the shit, I want to know if it's going to reunite some, you know, old tension. Because they don't like each other.
I know Charlamagne's gonna say some shit because Charlamagne know we got something to say.
He always got something to say, yeah.
Yeah, y'all motherfuckers who's listening to this shit, stop comparing me to that nigga. I'm nothing like Charlamagne.
Fuck Charlamagne. Whoa. Nah, and if me, you, and Tiggs was to do an interview right now, you would be the nigga asking the wild questions.
You think so?
Facts.
I'll ask you real nigga questions.
If me, you, and Tiggs were sitting down with, say, Tory Lanez, you know what you would ask him? Before me and Tiggs would ask him? You would ask him
about the hairline or some shit.
You would ask him about a hairline.
I don't care about that.
You would ask him why didn't you square up with Dax? Right? That's what you would ask him? What'd you ask
him? My first question to Tory Lanez, Tory, why can't you come up with original content?
You see what I mean? You see what I mean?
But that you gotta understand that it's not. I don't hate the man. It's just I don't.
No, it's not that. It's just the point. It's just the point. That's just, the type of shit you would ask.
No, because I'm not. No, because at the end of the day, I'm not coming for your character. I'm not attacking your character. I'm not attacking the person.
How you asking? You say on an interview, you destroy his whole career.
How you asking? This is why I never been able to.
Maybe he'll break it down for me what his creative process is and shit like that. I don't know.
Literally none because he fucking steals shit apparently.
I would ask that.
No, where's the?
I would ask that. Why not? Logical question.
Just for a laugh's sake, if we were to interview Playboi Carti, what would be the first question you ask him?
You would talk regular.
The first question I would ask Playboi Carti.
What are you?
I don't think I would have a question to ask him.
That's where it's biased. You'd be like, I don't know what the fuck this nigga is.
No, not even that.
Yeah.
Dude, at that point, at that interview, he'll pull a fucking Joe Budden with Migos.
I want to know. That's what I'm trying to see. I'm trying to see who would Nine do that with. If we were to really interview a nigga, who would Nine just get up and walk out this shit?
French, maybe? Oh, no, I got a question for French.
Disrespectful.
No, French is a funny dude.
If you would walk out the interview with
French? French is a funny dude. He got songs I like here and there, but I'd say that to you. Fucking
with
him.
I would.
You walk out on an interview.
I would grill Meek Mill. I would grill Meek Mill.
Y'all honestly believe that I would get up and walk out of an interview?
I think
somebody else?
I think if a nigga was sitting here just bullshitting and you knew he was just bullshitting, you would get up and walk out.
I'm gonna ask you. I'm gonna delve into whatever you telling me. I'm not judging your character.
Somewhere in the interview, this nigga saying, "Yo, you a dumb motherfucker." Somewhere in there.
I'm not denying that. I probably would.
Are we talking about Azealia Banks trying to say she fucked Dave Chappelle or Apple being sued over eavesdropping?
I mean, so that.
Apple's been sued for what?
Apple was was me, so they got sued last year. This is circulating now, I guess, on social media, but it's happened last summer. They got sued for having a department that was, quote-unquote, partially listening on Siri commands, which was basically really listening to certain conversations. And they said it was a part of trying to
improve. We didn't use that the whole episode.
Where they said it was a part of trying to use and like an algorithm so they can't fuck that shit. So they could like figure out how to better catch people's voices and shit like that. You know, people got axes and shit. So that was their claim. But they got called off for it. People in California, basically people in California sued them for that shit. Right? So they had to put it on hold, on the pause or whatever. When that happened, Amazon's Alexa and some other shit, I think it was like Smart Ink or some shit, them too, they had to put their shit on pause or whatever and had to like scrap it because they didn't want to get hit with the same shit. We've been saying it for the longest, bro. We know they're listening to our conversations. When you're sitting talking to somebody about buying some shit, then you go on Facebook or some shit, there's an ad about the shit you were just talking about. You know what I mean?
For people who don't care, just imagine you at a restaurant. Imagine you at a restaurant and there's somebody just staring at you over your shoulder the whole time. He's not saying nothing. He's not touching you.
That's literally what it is, though.
That's literally what it is.
They're just there. Listening, watching.
So
that's every surveillance camera.
That was last year.
On,
circulating
on a block that you walked down.
Let's get into this shit with...
But I'm not going to address the Azealia Banks Davies shit because I don't know too much about it. I'm just going to say prayers to Davies. He lost mad people. Nigga was arrested and beat last week by the cops. You're a nasty bitch for that. She said also that she fucked Dave Chappelle.
Bro, Dave Chappelle had an entire fucking special where he had a skit talking about somebody having an allegation against him. Well, and that skit, everybody's like posting that shit as memes. Like that's fucking like relevant again now. We really believe she touched this nigga or this nigga touched her? How many times she's claimed to have slept with somebody?
She always has a claim to sign when she wants to come back into the spotlight.
Azealia Banks looks like the type of bitch.
You lost every ounce of credibility when you walked off that Wild 'N Out stage, when you started fucking crying. Nobody gives a fuck about you anymore. Except nobody.
Except for the gays. The gays love her.
Or the people who
love
do Blue Heria.
They love Nicki more. But the gays love her. Bro, she makes house. She raps over house beats. Like, you make music for gay people. It's okay. No disrespect.
She's capping on that bitch shit, bro.
Yeah, please. All the way out. All the way out. You're not allowed back into the house after that.
You know
what
somebody said in the comment I saw? Somebody said, I can't wait for the corona to finish so they could do another special and talk about it. They was gonna fucking tear her ass up. I don't think Dave's gonna say anything though. He don't give a fuck. He knows it's stupid. It ain't worth his attention.
Yeah, I don't think he should even bother acknowledging that.
The fans already attacked before.
I ain't gonna lie. That battle Saturday, the Jamaican shit.
Oh, Beanie Man and Bounty Killer.
That shit was
fire.
Dope. It was cool. Cop came in.
That shit was epic.
Cool. I watched it.
That shit was cool. Shout out to both of them, Beanie Man and Bounty Killer. I had Beanie Man taking that W easy.
I want one more rule for these battles.
Yeah, I took it
for
Beanie too.
One more rule for the battles.
Yeah.
No more R&B battles. I'm done. Done with R&B battles. There should be no 112 versus Jagged Edge. That shit is boring.
I can't say that unfair because I feel like Jagged Edge has more.
Yo, nah, 112, nah, yeah, but you do because y'all damn near about to make me throw my life away. So.
Yes, stupid.
I'm not saying the music is boring. I'm just saying it's not battle music.
Yeah.
For a whole battle. You could drop that in a cut and then like you know, drop it in a battle here and there. But
like how we did with the
it looks dumb you after you have a battle. Big reggae battle to have some slow R&B shit with like 40, 50 year old niggas that can't sing no more.
Facts.
The king of the dunk hop, yo, this shit was funny.
Throw it away. All the fuck away. All the way away.
Niggas wanted to go to the river and pawn it.
But
I stole that joke. I stole that joke. That wasn't my joke.
Nah, that battle was fire though.
Like I said, I stole that joke. Damn, it's 6 minutes.
Allegedly.
Alright, we could just ads. Wait, where is it?
I'm sorry, I just wanted to ask if you have any spare change. Like my nigga, you couldn't ask me that shit like 6 blocks ago. I'm gonna fucking smack the fucking crust off your fucking. Oh my god.
Yo, we back. Nine's going crazy.
Yeah, man. I hate crackheads. I'm sorry.
Yo, can you pass me the grinder?
This is for you, crackheads.
You
say no to drugs.
Are you talking about the rappers in the industry right now?
Junkie, there's a lot of those.
Junkies. Period.
Lil Pump is the mayor of that shit.
Lil Pump is a junkie.
Lil Pump is garbage.
Fucking crackhead. That nigga's a junkie.
I'm sorry, his career ain't making it past this year.
So.
Facts.
Yeah, Travis.
I gotta get back on my bullshit, man. We gotta get back to some.
The what? Say that again.
We gotta get back on our bullshit.
What
so
do you mean?
So Tiggs.
I don't have nothing to talk about.
Nah, bro. I'm saying, like, how you feel about the feds, bro?
What, didn't I say it before, bro, on the podcast? Didn't I say we got to fight these niggas back, bro? Didn't I say, we got to take arms against these niggas?
I'm going to start it off with the top of the week with Amy Cooper, who I thought was actually the celebrity they were talking about. It's an actress.
No, yes. Oh, they really? Yes. Right? That's why I ignored the shit out of it. Because I'm like, okay, Amy Cooper. I know who this bitch is. Fucking famous person and shit like that.
But it wasn't.
And it's some random ass white lady.
You know the funny part about that story? Is that they both had the same last name?
Yeah.
The black dude's name, his last name was Cooper.
Bro, the dude who she, quote unquote, was... allegedly threatened by.
He looks so calm and chill.
He was a Marvel Comics publisher.
He looked like a teacher. I was about to say some shit.
He graduated Harvard.
Wow,
or
that's crazy.
Bro, once I heard his name, I was like, hold on. Why does his name sound so familiar? I looked through a couple books and shit, and I'm like, yo. Bro, then I looked it up. Bro, he was a Marvel Comics fucking publisher.
The problem with that is, let's just take him out the situation. Let's put like.
Any black person, bro.
Any colored person. It could have went so left. And then we saw the. But what happened if it went left like a day or 2 days later?
Yeah.
I didn't watch the video.
I saw seconds of it and I had to cut it. I didn't want to. It enraged me automatically, bro.
I don't like watching videos of people die like in real life.
Yeah, I don't. I'm sorry.
I think it's tasteless to post it. Like, I understand what you're trying to do, but I think it's kind of tasteless. Like, that's somebody's family that they got to keep watching that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like.
Like, what happened with...
Like, I understand it was posted the first day and shit, but the fact that it's still getting reposted to today, like, bro, that is a murder. That is a murder that's being shown on video. Nah, that should be taken off.
I forgot the nigga's name. I just watched the interview. He was a former NBA player who said he actually knew him. They grew up together.
I saw something. Yeah, I forgot the name, too.
I'm going to look it up. Trader Truth also said he knows him because he was from Houston. He was out there working for... he was out there for work in Minneapolis. Breakfast Club just interviewed him. Hold on. I'll show you.
Former NBA, Stephen Jackson?
Yes,
Stephen Jackson.
Yep. So, and he was crying. He was crying. He was saying, you know, he did his time in jail before and all that, but he was trying to fix his life together, and he's been good. And he was out there for work because he's from Houston. And it was – there's times where – you might get a fake bill because you didn't double check from like a bodega.
It's happened.
Hold on, I'm gonna say something about this. I went to the bank. Once.
No, yeah. I was literally about to say that. Actually,
and they gave me
you
a
the
fake
one.
Note,
no,
bro.
Yeah, that's crazy. He's the one.
I
showed him.
I
showed him. This is a couple years ago when I originally started the last job I was in.
Yeah.
Bro, I went to the bank and I got a fake $20 bill from the bank.
From the bank, my nigga.
So I mean. Again, it's not a it's a non-violent crime. There is no reason to have this man on the floor,
with your knee pressed down on his neck.
The crazy thing, is how
pressure on his chest.
How there's videos of armed white people, like the dude on the highway, the armed white dude swinging he got a gun in his hand, and the cops are telling him to put doing nothing.
Nigga, the armed white people at City Hall and all these different fucking towns and shit that they went to armed over there. Nobody did shit, bro.
I don't know, man. All I know is this shit's getting out of pocket. Will Smith said, what was the quote Will Smith said today?
Racism never left. It's just on film now or something like that.
Yeah.
It's just being filmed. There was a speech this guy gave.
And it's crazy that now niggas is understanding why Colin Kaepernick was taking the knee. Now y'all understanding why Colin Kaepernick was taking the knee?
Hey, yo, and there's, I'm not going to say the name. There's another podcast out there that this Kaepernick and said, oh, why he ain't saying nothing. And he just released a statement. But it's like, niggas is so quick to everybody.
To bring up Kaepernick,
he's been
right?
saying something for years.
But everybody's right, so bro. Quick. Like, everybody doesn't react the same. Like, bro, for me, if I'm like, everybody doesn't have to make an immediate statement to show that they care.
Yeah.
Some people can take a time and
grievance
and think and formulate their thoughts correctly. Now, like this guy, Jermaine Williams, he's a some government in New York. He gave a really dope speech. Like, we're... Hold on. Let's do this.
I'm not okay today.
Damn, wish it was louder.
I want to give everybody permission to say they are not okay.
Not louder. Mm. Want to put on the speaker?
Yeah, let me put on the speaker. Let me disconnect my fucking...
Ooh.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie, bro. This shit was... I'm not even a fan of, like, doing this and playing niggas' speeches and shit, but...
Oh, you gotta hold it for a minute?
Facts. But, man, like, I heard this, bro, and I'm like, I don't want to just get on here and say, oh, fuck the cops and the cops are bad. Like, I want to, like, get some shit really off niggas' chest.
Fuck the cops who think that they can take their fucking... their authority out of pocket.
And fuck the cops that
are, they think that they badge excited. Makes them untouchable.
Too, fuck the cops. If I think they're quiet, good cops.
If you silent on the matter, you part of the fucking problem too. Matter of fact, I'm gonna bring this shit up. I had a comment. And this is a family member, right? There's a family member who posted a comment because somebody posted some shit about supposedly somebody who killed almost 700 black people that they discovered the bodies or whatever, supposedly, right? And
allegedly.
And family member had the audacity to sit there and comment. Because the shit that was said was, how come we don't talk about this guy the way we talk about Bill Cosby and R. Kelly? And the audacity was to sit there and say some dope shit like, oh, why didn't talk about them like this and that? Like, I got a comment. But basically saying, like, so you're saying that we shouldn't talk about R. Kelly and Bill Cosby and trying to take away from what they did. No, talk about what they did. But can we talk about white people, too, in the same fucking light? Because of a rich, fucking, famous, well-known black person gets put into some shit for whatever they did. They're fucking exercised. They're fucking ridiculed. They're sitting there and being put down. Everybody's canceled. But a white person, you're okay. Maybe they just need a little bit of help.
The past 2 weeks, bro.
Pat on the back.
We're lucky everything has been filmed. But imagine all the shit that's not being filmed. You said something. Like,
years ago.
No. Today.
No, I'm saying years ago period. Remember that?
Yeah, but I'm saying today. Like, you said, like... In the Bronx, there was like a fight in the same day as the Central Park shit happened or whatever.
Not the Central Park shit. After the nigga got choked out or whatever, some like fucking brawl happened. I didn't get to see the full extent for what happened or like find out from where somebody posted it, and it was of course up there on social media. But basically, like the people got in the block, got into a fist fight with the cops, like full on through. Thankfully, no cops pulled out their guns, but they were all sitting in the street fist fighting. And the caption was, "This is." I told y'all this was going to happen and this was going to need to happen. Police to police. They want to fight back. Straight up. If we sitting there, we're trying to be calm
they
and civilized.
They should have been did that, nigga. That's called internal affairs.
We're trying to be sitting there civilized and trying to be calm and collective and they're still fucking sitting there killing us and fucking abusing their power and getting away with this shit like it's nothing.
Remember on this podcast how
you got to understand that it doesn't only... that this has been going on for forever.
Too long, bro.
Remember on this podcast we were talking about the case in the subway where the cop sucker punched the kid.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like what happened to that nigga?
And that
what happened to that cop?
Nothing.
Suspended and that's suspended.
And then when everybody starts talking about it, come back.
Nah, oh son. Man, that's the we're called the Trump effect.
I'm trying to connect the speaker. I don't know why.
Yeah, and when I told my family members, you're not for nothing. If you can't sit there and look at it. For anything other than this person needs to be ridiculed the same way as this person.
Listen, I want to get back.
You're sitting there saying you're sitting there saying some dumb shit like, oh,
nah, because I think we gotta get on some real shit. I think it's kind of like irresponsible to like.
Look, if you can't see that if a white person is the same crime as a black person, but the black person is being like ridiculed more and their shit's posted everywhere and they're being slandered, a black person gets killed by a cop and what's the first next thing to happen next day? They're posting about, oh, he was a criminal in the past life 10 years ago. Oh, he did this fucking one day when he was a child. Like, bro, feel me? Like, you're part of the fucking problem.
Yeah, Karen.
Oh, especially the fucking Karens, the fucking Susans, whatever the fuck you want to call them and shit. But you don't want to speak about it. Like that Asian cop that was just standing
there. And the fucking Jeffs.
Feel me? You're just sitting there doing nothing about it. Like you're part of the problem.
That's what
you
we call the milk versions. You're part
the
of
Bills,
the, problem.
The Bills, the Jeffs. Watch this. If this shit connects, I'm going to just use this fucking hype.
Try to disconnect it right quick. I have to look, slide up right quick.
I'm trying to connect it.
Oh, you want to connect them now?
I mean, hey, I know how it goes, man. I'm a Spanish nigga with long hair. I look like a fucking drug dealer.
Basically, this guy was saying, you know,
it's not a good day. Like, don't ask me how you're doing. Like, I'm tired of this shit. We're all tired of this shit.
It's a fact.
You know, you got people treated like shit for years.
Yo, you guys know about Coryell Hughes?
No.
So Coryell Hughes is a big activist. He's been going on.
All right, hold on. There was a quote that I seen that said, it said, how are we supposed to fight a system that was never built to defend us in the first place?
Oh, yeah.
That shit was real.
Look, right quick.
Hold on. I got the speakers now.
Coryell Hughes is a big activist. You can look him on Facebook and shit. And he's been a guy before that he would go to protests and, like, give out hugs type shit. You know? And, like, speak about always good shit. He would be, like, the peacekeeper at every protest. And he's really well known for this shit. At this point, he said, yo, fuck this. Fight back.
All right, hold on. He's wearing a mask.
Thank you, President Adam, President Brewer, Councilman Rosenthal, and everyone who's here. I'm not okay. I'm not okay. I want to give everybody permission to say they are not okay. And I want to give the black community permission to say you're not okay. I woke up today with, what the fuck? I am tired. I'm tired. I have yet to watch the video of Ahmaud Arbery. It's too much. I have not watched the video of George Floyd. It's too much. For those who think,
thank you.
Listen, have other fish to fry. Talk to George's family. Talk to Tamir Rice's family. Breonna Taylor, Eric Garner. Talk to their families and say if it's, you have other fish to fry. Black people in general have to go to work the next day and pretend like they are all right. Black women in particular cannot say anything or they're viewed as angry black women. So not only do people get to piss on the community can't even say it's pissed. 31 years ago, not too far away, there was a horrific, horrific rape of a woman. And instead of going out to find the perpetrator who did that horror, calling 911, I really am not. We are trying to deal with tens of thousands of people dying from COVID disproportionately in the black and brown community. There is no bigger fish to fry than the institution of racism and bigotry that is pervasive in every damn institution across this city, state, and this country, period.
That was pretty much all I wanted to show.
Facts, though.
Public advocate, council member, community organizer, and his name is Jermaine Williams. I wanted to get that right. That was facts. Like, I only played it because, like, him showing that emotion and speaking that hit different to me.
I mean, listening, High 97 played, like, a J. Cole song. I really forgot the name of it. And then that shit hit me different, too. And I was like, this shit really got so normal to us that we're really like, all right, you know? Like, it's crazy. In New York, it's harder, too, to fight back cops when you don't got guns.
Yeah, that's really a fucking problem.
The real problem is the police union that defends these cops when they do dumb shit.
We got councilmen and all that shit who defend the cops.
And then it's too much politics. It's like, fam, a doctor can get sued and lose his license for making an accident on a patient, right?
An accident.
A cop can kill a person.
On purpose.
And get death duty. Hey, bro.
It's too much, bro. Like it's sickening. It's tiresome. And it's just going to get out of hand because we're not going to sit around for it anymore. We're tired of this shit, bro.
And on that note, I think I'm done with this pod.
I don't got anything else to end it on a lighter note. Anything good? Album of the week? Anything like that? We ain't discussed music not once today.
Well, new music comes out tomorrow, so the only new music...
I mean, Coda dropped some shit.
Who?
Coda the Fiend. What his name is? Fucking The Friend or some shit?
Coda the Friend?
Yeah. His album price pretty good. Mm-hmm. And then last week, because remember, we wasn't here... Like, oh, well, y'all was here last week, right? Y'all discussed
this
shit last week already.
So, like, last week, I remember there was a Styles P album, a new Melly song.
Lil Yachty shit.
That's tomorrow. Well, I don't know if you got the leak, but technically it drops tomorrow.
I saw there was a leak, too, about that.
Yeah. Tomorrow, we got new Joella T's Crooked Eye album, collab album they got going on. That's for real hip-hop fans.
Anybody fuck with Big Griselda, Big Ghost niggas? Big Ghost got a new album out. It's his latest drop. Who else? I heard Joey was dropping some shit. He's working on some shit.
Joel has dropped a freestyle in honor of what just happened.
Yeah.
That's worth listening to. Joel Santana. All
right. Check that out.
Don Q and Benny the Butcher got something in the works together. They dropped the preview on Instagram. So Don Q is definitely back in his New York shit. Gosh, he's supposed to drop something tomorrow. I think that's pretty much it, man. Throwback album of the week. What you guys got?
Yo, throwback album of the week.
I'm actually gonna go with A Boogie Artist today. Only because, actually, you know why? Because I feel like for people who don't understand that it's okay to like speak on like your emotions or your situations with women and not sound like a bitch. It's a good album.
Cool. Like I fuck with Gunna. Gunna drop some shit too.
Yeah.
I'm gonna. Throwback of the week is tough.
Album?
Yeah. Because, you know, these kids don't know
album the slash, I mean.
You know what it is?
I've been listening. Macadelic.
Macadelic. Shout out to Macadelic, Mac Miller.
I've been real to that, but me kids then.
Kids, Mac Miller?
Yeah.
I like this.
I've been bumping that, to be real.
You know what, though? I think we all can agree that with all this going on, a good throwback to listen to is Nas Untitled.
Yes. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I think we
yeah.
all can sit there and agree yeah. that if you want to feel, I don't want to say feel better, if you want music that's kind of like the narration of what's going on today,
Nas Untitled,
aka Nas, the nigga album, because that's what he wanted it to be called.
As a fact.
Just listen to it, bro. Listen to it. And this is Frost Talk, bro. Oh, and we won that battle.
Yeah, we definitely won that battle. Loso, in case you ain't know so.
You heard? Peace.